Blog Talk Praise Radio.
And we welcome all of you from the Blog Talk this morning, as well as those from the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. God bless you. God bless all of you. It's a wonderful day. I want to say that we'll have a few praise reports and a few prayer requests. Certainly want to pray for your needs. And the last 15 minutes of our program today, I want to recognize and elevate a few more persons as we approach what we call our ambassadors, or make some new ambassadors, amen. And thank God for doing that for us. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Join God in prayer this morning. And we're going to praise him and give him adoration. Amen. I wonder, is Ambassador-elect Ernestine Johnson, are you on the line? Excuse me. Ambassador, you on the line? And Ambassador-elect, you're on the line. Really, let me know that you're all right. Thank you, Jesus. Ambassador Wilson, are you on this morning? Can y'all hear me? Okay. Praise the Lord. Ambassador Fries, are you? Beg your pardon.
Ambassador Johnson, there's some turbulence in there. It's like you're talking, but it's got a bump.
All right, is that better?
Yes, sir.
Right. Ambassador Wilson, are you on the line? All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want you to pray this morning.
All right. Is it for me to pray now?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you. Okay. Hope that you are in the midst. We thank you, God, for how you carried us yesterday and how you have given us an action step. Forgive us for anything today may come up that we don't need to do or need to say in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for the storm and we thank you for the rain. We thank you for how you have protected us and shielded us all night. We thank you, God, how you have given us strength to continue to go on in your name. And God, we ask you to bless each and everyone that is on the prayer line. We ask you to bless our leader today, bless his family, and give him, oh God, what they have desired. Oh God, as we live and move and have our being, we want you to continue to give us the know-how and to know what to do and to know how to do it and how to love one another in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to continue to bless us on the prayer line. Continue to give each and every one the wisdom and the knowledge to know what to do when we come on the prayer line, that it would be spiritual benefit to each other and other people that we don't even know in the name of Jesus. God, if this is the way that we have to go all into all the world and preach the gospel and tell and teach the gospel and tell the people about you, God, you strengthen us. You give us the know-how to do that. And continue to bless us on the prayer line. Continue to bless our families. And give us, oh God, that closeness, that close love, that close knitting, oh God, that can't nothing come between it in the name of Jesus, because your spirit controls in your name. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you today. We thank you this morning, oh, God, for the peace that you have given us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you. Those that don't have peace, we're asking you to give them peace today. Peace of mind, oh, God. Peace in their body. Peace in their soul in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, don't forget about Sister Betty Johnson. Oh, God, I know she's the ambassador, but, Lord, you just give me to know how to pray. And I don't believe you feel bad by me saying sister because we're always sisters and brothers in Christ in the name of Jesus. And give us strength, oh, God, strength, strength in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we give your name the praise. And the glory and honor is yours, oh, God. We thank you for this honor this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother.
Are you
wonderful.
Thank you.
I bless you.
Thank
and,
you.
And I hope y'all are really awake this morning. Amen. God bless you. Good morning to everybody on the prayer line here. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning,
Chase.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you
for goodness and kindness. Come on, help me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Glory
to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of our Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory. Here, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Holy, holy.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Vanderbilt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, glory, 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 glory. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, everybody. Amen, everybody. Amen, everybody.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to our praise reports. I'm looking for some of you who can tell us what the Lord has done for you over the weekend, over sometime during this year, or whatever. But I want to get certain praise reports. Let me see. Let's go down to Wazin Cobb in Texas. And I want to go to... let me see. Ambassador Wazinka. We'll go to Ambassador Hendricks there in Georgia. We want you to give us a praise report. And let's go to Aretha Scott there in Chicago. Amen. Let's start there. Can y'all give us a praise report? God's been good to you. In just a minute, I want you to be prepared to jump in and give us your praise report. I'm going to George Ambassador Hagan. Can you give us morning patient identification, if you would? We appreciate it. Are you there? Ambassador Hagan. She may be on mute. We're waiting on you, Ambassador Hagan, if you get off mute. Hey, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, somebody, when y'all look fidgety, amen, just for a moment, we may have to wait a moment until y'all kind of, you know, stop moving a little bit. All right. Are you there, Ambassador Hagan? If you are. Okay, let's move on. If you have a praise report, let us have it this morning. Anyone, just jump in there and start the praise reports out. Who will do that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Aretha in Chicago.
Yes,
I just
ma'am.
Want to thank God this morning for blessing me to wake up and be a beautiful day. And also I want to thank him for my strength. And I want to thank him to encourage me. And I want to thank him for my family. And thank him for blessing me to make it through all these days and nights that he's saying. I want to thank him for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. All right, mm-hmm. Beautiful. That's the way you're doing. Thank you so much. All right, who else has a praise report here?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. This is Ambassador Lake Hendricks, 912 area, Georgia. Amen. I just want to praise the Lord for watching over me last night as I slept. Thank God for the early rising this morning. Thank God for the blood that's running warm in my veins. Thank God because I love Jesus. Thank God for our chief ambassador. Hallelujah, our new mother of the nation, all the ambassadors. I just thank God for his goodness. God is so very good. I thank God for the service that we had yesterday at church. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blog line on the last night. God is so very good. I thank God for my children, grandchildren, and my great-grands. And I give God all the praise in Jesus' name. I just thank God for being here on this morning. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what you're doing, Mother. Thank you so much. Thank God. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I want to first give honor to God, your Chief Ambassador, to the First Lady of this line, Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson, to all of the ambassadors, our mother to the nation, Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern, all the bishops, all the elders, and most of all of you. I thank God for another day that he has allowed me to see, for how he woke me up this morning, how he just put his arms of protection around me.
Right.
I thank him for how he allowed me to just breathe, even with the humid weather, the hot weather that's been here in Kansas. God has kept me. I thank him for how he's made a way for me, for just those little unexpected things that he does in my life. More so, I thank him for saving me. I thank him for the joy that he has given me, the peace that he has given me from within myself. I thank God for our service on yesterday. It was our youth Sunday, and the Lord really blessed. I just wish you all could just witness the growth of the youth and what the Lord is doing for them. It's just like they have a hunger and thirst after righteousness now, and that has been my prayer. Thank God for each and every one of you just to hear your voices this morning and know that you are still on top of the dirt and the dirt is not on top of you. You all be blessed. and pray my strength in the Lord.
Beautiful. God bless you. Yeah. That's the way you do it. All right. Then we have maybe two more praise reports.
Chief, this is Ambassador Hodges again.
Bless.
And I just want to say, if I may, I'm sorry I admitted it, but on yesterday, our pastor brought us a very wonderful Youth Day message. Don't let the police have to beat your child. And the children remember that very touching service on yesterday, very high service. And, Chief, thank you for that word.
You're welcome. God bless you. We did have a wonderful time.
Thank you, Jesus.
God moved. Yes. Oh, my God. I may preach it here. I'm just praying about it. Somebody requested that I preach it on the line, on the blog line last night. Don't let the police have to whip your child.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's a word to all of us. Amen. Don't let the police have to whip your child. And I'll try that maybe Thursday or Friday. Let's say I'll let you know before we end this program today. All right. Is there another praise report? Amen.
Oh, Ambassador, and to all of those that are on the line, the floor has been addressed. This is Ambassador Stitch from Arkansas, and I give God the glory and praise for another day that I have never seen before. I thank God for a wonderful weekend that I've had this weekend. We had an awesome time in our services on the weekend. We had the opportunity to fellowship with the cats of the war room. Amen. We had a prayer conference here in Pine Bluff, and it was well attended. Such great anointing. Such a prophetic conference that charged, encouraged men and women to weep together because of the anointing. And I just was blessed just by the fellowship with the saints of God. And I praise God that not just through this conference, but just for weeks to come, I thank God for knowing who I am in Christ Jesus, the righteousness of God in Christ. I wake up every morning knowing that I am more than a conqueror. I thank God even on this morning that no weapons formed against me will ever prosper. Glory to God, and I thank God for the assignment for the next few minutes. Hallelujah! I have a praise in my spirit and a shout in my feet, and I thank God that I have the mind of Christ. I thank God that I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Every morning I'm thankful because I am the express image of his dear son. I praise God every morning because I am a partaker of his divine nature. And that's a reason for me to praise God. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful day. And I'm preparing tonight to fellowship with the women in our state. We're having our own night prayer on our knees at the church. Glory to God. And I'm looking so forward to what God is going to do in this hour, in this season. It's not about just another shout and a feel good. It's what you're going to do when you get up. God bless all of you. Have a magnificent Holy Ghost filled day in the Lord.
All right. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray out of Kansas City, Missouri. I do want to follow that fireball out of Arkansas. I also have a praise report that I am yet part of the Redeem team. And all of you, I trust, are as well. I am yet excited to be part of this journey of first fruits. I am on the vine. I am yet encouraged. My contract that you all prayed for me to get a job, it did end Friday, but I am yet encouraged. I am yet encouraged. I am yet seeking a job, but I am very, very much part of the Redeemed. I am thanking God for my contract that ended because you all prayed for me for that job. I got that job. God honored his part of the purpose for me to be there for that time, and now he is moving me somewhere else. So whatever you're doing, Lord, I am giving a praise report for that promise. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you're doing for Charlotte, I am excited. And I'm moving on. So that is my praise report for today. God is yet still on the battlefield. Whatever the journey of success is going to be, I am part of the redeemed team, and I will say so. Next praise report.
Wonderful. All right.
And praise God. This is them.
Go ahead.
This is Ambassador Derek Johnson. But I do honor the Lord and I honor our Chief Ambassador Johnson. I thank God for my life, health, and my strength. Thank the Lord for waking me to see another day. With the activity of my limbs and being closed in means much to me. Truly, I thank God. I want to let you know, Chief Ambassador, on Friday, I believe it was Friday, you had asked for prayer requests, and I did put my nephew, and I said that the name was after him, and the name was Hezekiah. And just that brief information that I gave, but what you went on to say in prayer only could have come from God. And I want you to know that God did that thing. He brought a halt to the enemy and made him behave. And I'm so glad that the Lord spared his life. Oh, I'm grateful, and I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Oh, I thank you for that prayer and those that prayed with us. I thank God for doing it. I mean, he needs to come in, and I'm looking for God to still bring him in. But he did protect him on Friday, and I'm grateful for that. And I just thank God for all that he's done. He blessed us through the weekend, trying to get things done as far as taking care of my mother's house and items. And I put the Lord, put a petition before him that the Lord would work things out. It's an emotional draw, you know, when you see your mom things going. And we had a big garage sale, inside sale. And so it's an emotional thing, you know, that takes place. But God saw us through it. He gave us strength. And I'm yet asking him to continue to do that, and he is doing it. I just praise God for all that he is to me, my life, health, and strength. And I thank God for the promotion that was given. I was so humble about that. Oh, only God could have done it. Only God. And I just want you to know I love you. I love each and every one of you. Continue to be blessed.
Thank you.
Bless you. Beautiful. All right. Is there anybody who I omitted who wants to give their praise report?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Frierson. I'm sorry. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. I praise God on today. God is so good. God is just awesome. He's ultra awesome. And I thank God for yesterday. On yesterday, our church had service downtown in the park. We did an outreach ministry. We were down there from 1 until 9 o'clock last night. And God was just so good. It was just good to fellowship with the people of the city and fellowship with other churches. And we had a giveaway where personal items were given to people that wanted to take advantage of it. Thank God, because it was just blessed. It was a blessed service. And I'm just requesting your prayers. Thank you.
And thank you. God bless you. Oh, God is everywhere. Thanks to God. And I was just sitting there praying. Would you help me let the people know on Thursday, I'm going to bring that message. Don't let the police have to whip your child. Don't let the police have to whip your child. And get the word out. I wish you knew what the Lord had said for this message. You'll be trying to get all your friends who have children, you're going to get them on this on Thursday. Don't let the police have to whip your child. It's going to be very, very important. You will regret that you didn't if you do not help your friends. Get on this line, those parents who have children. Get them on this line on Thursday. That's the day that the Lord I believe, has revealed to me to preach this message. I want your help to get that word out. Don't let the police have to whip your child. We'll give you a lot of information as well as why we're preaching this message, the purpose, and give you some alternative things of how to discipline your child in this last and evil day. So bring your friends to the prayer line on Thursday. We'll be preaching that message. God bless you. I want to open the line up this morning for prayer. Amen. Before we do this ceremony this morning, I want to open it up for prayer. Do you have a prayer request? Can someone be so kind as to volunteer and receive those prayer requests for us this morning? Amen. Who will do that? Amen. Willing workers.
Sheila Brown, 913 in Kansas. I'll happily do that if that's okay with you.
All right. Give your prayer request first.
Good morning.
Thank
you for being here. My prayer request is that the Lord will continue to strengthen my body. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Open it up for others.
Good morning, First Fruits. We are now taking our prayer request. Good morning, and the lines are now open to everyone.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Lex. I'm sorry. Good morning. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. I'm requesting prayer because I filed an insurance claim last week Friday, and I'm just asking for prayer that things will go well.
Yes, ma'am. We have you down. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm praying for miracles today. I'm a miracle healer. I need help. I need for my body. I need miracle things in my body. And also that two of my cousins, two brothers, one right there had major surgery on his hand, and the other had a stroke and got blood clot in his head. I don't know that stint yet. I just got the message late last night, and I had a friend who passed away. So her name is Alice Q. And the brother's name is the one that had the blood clot and stroke. His name is Randall Lyons. And the other one is Ronnie Lyons. So
Ronnie Lyons. Yes,
Ronnie
ma'am.
Ronnie Lyons, the Randall Lyons.
Randall, and yes, ma'am.
That's the way to Alice Pugh. And I need a miracle pain in my body. So I just need a miracle.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Peterson, thank you. And I do have that down. May God bless you.
All right.
Good morning. We're still taking prayer requests this morning.
This is Sister Lucille.
Good morning.
I'm asking for prayer for my eyes. My eyes keep on watering, and I'm asking the saints to pray for me.
Good morning. Do you have any more?
Mm-hmm. Good morning. You pray that your eyes dry up, do you?
Well, they just keep, it's like I'm crying. I don't know why they keep doing it, and they hurt every time I, like, close them. They hurt real bad.
All right. Go ahead, Sister Brown. God bless you.
Good morning. Do we have any more prayer requests this morning?
Good morning.
Morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for all he's done for me and God, continue to bless my family. And I just want to God bless everybody on the prayer line. I love y'all all, and y'all all have a great day.
You too. We love you too, Sister Renee McKnight, and you have a great, blessed day also, and we'll be praying for you and with you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any more prayer requests, or Chief, what are we doing?
Mother, dear, I put my request in my left eye with Sister Lucille.
Yes, ma'am. Who was this, please?
Mother Digby.
Mother Bigsby. Good morning. I have that down, Mother Bigsby.
With the D, Mother Diggs.
I'm sorry, Mother Diggs. D. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Okay.
I have that down. Yes, ma'am. God bless you and thank you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges. And I want to put Sister Sheila from Connecticut and her daughter Lucina on the line, on the prayer list this morning, as well as Ambassador Joyce Long. Bless you.
Ambassador Joyce Long. Thank you, Sister. We have that. Thank you, Sister Hodges. God bless you. Do we have any more prayer requests this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Watson Cobb in Texas, air code 832. Thank the Lord for healing my voice. And I want to put Pastor's wife, Latricia Taylor, on the for a prayer request. She has lupus, and she's having a little problems with it at this time.
Lucas. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Wazine Cobbs. We do have that. May God bless you and thank you.
Right. Why don't we get some prayer this morning? Sister Sheila, why don't we get some prayer for these? We've already given them a prayer request, okay?
Do you want me to pray, Pastor? Jeez, I'm sorry.
You can pray or ask.
Okay.
Pray.
Yes, sir. Do we have anyone that would like to pray over our large prayer request list this morning? Any volunteers? We know if we pray for other people, God would definitely bless us tremendously.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stith, and what I would love to do is just start the opening of the prayer and someone pick it up. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just glorify you for this wonderful day that you have made, oh God, and we right now, according to your word, but two or three are gathered in your name, oh God. You said that you would be in the midst, and right now we welcome your presence of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, oh God. Release the anointing, God, that will bring the healing right now in the name of Jesus. Release the anointing that will break every yoke and pull down every stronghold. Right now we cast every care, every burden, oh God. Right now we glorify you. Huh? What you're going to do with this prayer this morning? Let there be a shift in the atmosphere that make it easy for your prayers to come through the throne of grace and break through the veil. And God, right now we just plead the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus right now, hallelujah. And we put the praise right now, way in advance for what you're going to do in the prayer. And we touching your hymn about faith. That knowing right now, whatever we ask in your name, that you will do it. And right now, I ask someone else to be ready to lift up every request, even for the eyes, glory to God, for the ears, glory to God. You said when we call on you, that you would answer and show us might. Great and mighty things that we know not, and God, our eyes have not seen, and our ears have not heard, and haven't even entered into the heart of men, that what you want to do, just we pray in the name of Jesus, and someone take it, right? Okay, we take it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Moses Brown.
Thank you, Father God. Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Repent and confess all my sins, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and I just thank you for your forgiveness this morning, Lord God. I thank you for you being a great friend.
I can't hear you.
I sent a girl like me a long time ago, God. I thank you for going to have control for a sinner girl like me, Lord God. And when I'm not deserving, you still make me deserving. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for every soul that comes up this morning, Lord God, needing prayer this morning, Lord God. Your people are crying out, Lord God, for prayer. Lord,
put your mouth in the phone, Sister. Sister Brown, so we can hear you.
You designed us for prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'll just thank you in advance for answering all the prayers today, God. I just thank you and I just praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You knew the request before we asked them of you, Lord God, because we know you're a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God, Lord God. So we thank you
Amen. God bless you. Let me jump in here. Is there anyone else who would like to pray this morning for the precious people? Anyone?
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are thanking you first and foremost for another day that you have allowed us to see. Lord, we ask you for forgiveness for our sins, those sins of omission and those sins of commission. Lord, you heard our prayer was this morning, God, and you even heard the list of those that didn't get through to voice those names. God, we're asking you, whatever the situation is today, God, that you look on them, touch, heal, deliver, and set free. God, I'm praying for Sister Lucille, Mother Digby, Ambassador Digby, for everyone that's having problems with their eyes, whether they're dry eyes, watery eyes, blurred vision, stigmas, whatever it may be, God, I'm asking that you touch them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lay your healing hands on those eyes, Lord and God. Make the vision clear in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying for that lupus this morning, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Lord, we know that if we can have it, you can heal it. And I'm praying for all those symptoms, Lord. I'm asking you to shut the back door, that pain that runs through the body, that burning sensation that runs through the body, the lack of energy, the lack of appetite. Oh, God, I'm asking that you touch the conditions this morning, God. Give her comfort. Give her peace, Lord. Allow her to walk, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, look on her speech. Look on that drumming sound in the ears, God. Oh, God, I know you're a deliverer, Lord. I know you can do it. I know you are healer, God. Lord, even look on the side effects of the medication in the name of Jesus. Look on her family, the caregiver, whomever it is that have to take care of this individual. Give them understanding. Give them patience in the name of Jesus. And let them know that they shall live and not die. This is not until death. And, God, I'm thanking you for it. I know you can heal it, Lord. You heal me of it, God. And I'm thanking you every day of my life. Every day of my life, God, I'm thanking you for it, God. And I'm standing in the gap for that individual and anyone else that may be suffering with the lupus or any symptoms of lupus. God, look on those people that have put the young folks on the prayer line this morning. In the name of Jesus, look on Ambassador Peterson's request this morning, God. Oh, Lord, we're thanking you for her because she's always reaching out to others. God, I'm praying for Sister Sheila and her daughter Lucina, God, whatever it is that she may be going through, God, lift her up, lift her spirit in the name of Jesus, God. Keep her encouraged and on fire for you, God. We know that she's a woman that's after your own heart, and we're thanking you for it this morning, God. Lord, I want to throw in there Sister Lucille's kids. Look on those children today, God. Turn them around, turn them around, whatever anybody's child is going through today, Lord. I'm asking that you turn them around, give them a spirit of obedience.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God, I'm thanking you for this opportunity to pray, for others, God. And if there's anybody I miss, God, I'm thanking you for them. I'm asking that you grant their request this morning, Lord.
Thank you.
Keep your arms of protection around them, whether it's healing, whether it's deliverance, whatever they stand in need of, whether it's a financial or unspoken. You know what it is, God, and I'm asking that you cover them this morning. Look on those that are traveling. Look on them and give them travel mercy, Lord. Those that are in hospitals, ICU, walk up and down the hallways. Look on the doctors, the technicians, those that are in senior citizens' homes or in rehab centers, God. I'm asking that you continue to protect them. Those behind prison walls, God, let them know that this is an opportunity for them to spend some time with you and bring them out a changed person. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I need to pray for that spirit of alcoholism. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit and I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Satan, you're a lie. It's a
generational curse, and that yoke must be destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We're casting it out in the name of Jesus and putting a resurrection blood of Jesus on it right now. Lord God, we bind those lying spirits, those dependency spirits, in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit that's trying to come after our children. We bind that spirit. That spirit of Kush, I'm calling you out this morning. That marijuana, we're calling you out this morning. We find it. We test it out of the minds and of the mouths of our youth today, God. Oh, Lord, we look on the thieves this morning, God, those sticky fingers. Lord, we're thanking you for delivering in that case. That spirit of depression, that spirit of schizophrenia, we'll find you, Satan. And you got to come out of the minds of your people. That suicidal spirit, we're finding you this morning.
Thank you.
We're thanking you for no weapons formed against us. God, we're calling down. You're calling them down. Put a hedge of protection around them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're finding teenage pregnancy today, God.
In the name of Jesus.
We're thanking you for them, God. We're thanking you for them, God. Let them open up your mouths and teach the word of God. God, we will find in that spirit of homosexuality and lesbianism that's trying to take over our country, that's trying to take over our youth at an early age, God. Lord, we ask you to look on those parents that are accepting the fact that their 8-year-old kids are transgender. The devil is a liar. This morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Look at our country and the leaders of our country.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we're thanking you. We're thanking you. We're thanking you, Lord. Look on first ladies everywhere. Just look on first ladies. We thank you for them because we know they got a job on their hands. But God, continue to strengthen them in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to impart wisdom on them. And Lord, last but not least, I want to lift up our chief today, God. Oh, Lord, bless them. Bless the vision. Bless the vision of not only amazing grace, but for first fruit. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to impart wisdom in him, God. Give him breath. Give him peace. And continue to give him the know-how. And grant him the desires of his heart. God, I thank you for this opportunity to pray. I thank you for the jobs. I thank you for Sister Charlotte's praise report, God. And I thank you for how you bless in first fruit with jobs, God. And keep us in the center of your will. In Jesus'
keep
name,
us,
I pray.
Lord.
Thank God. Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
All right, Sister Brown, God bless you. You've done a magnificent job. And what a prayer. Hodges, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you.
All of you on the prayer line today, we just thank God. Oh, my God. There's so many precious prayers and precious people. May the Lord bless you real good. Amen. This is a wonderful day. And on Friday, oh, thank Jesus, we had our elevation service, the first part of it. Amen. On Friday, when we elevated through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, several people. And it was so glorious. I enjoyed that myself. It was just a wonderful time to bring adoration to Jesus, to give him glory. So at this time, I want to go into another portion of our service this morning. We've had our praises, we've had our prayers. And I just want to remember some others who remember and include as a portion of our elevation service this morning. God bless you and you. I wonder, is Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
God bless you. Ambassador-elect Christine Guy, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Right. Ambassador-elect Marshall Peel, are you on the line? All right. Ambassador-elect Lily Garnett, are you on the line? bless you.